Do you find it hard to find calm after a stressful situation? You've got that heightened anxiety. Maybe your belly feels a bit tight and tense or around your throat. On this video, I'm going to share with you how the Feldenkrais method can help you find peace and calm in those situations. And if you are struggling with a lot of stresses in your life, how you can help, Feldenkrais can help you navigate through that. So welcome and hi to the replay viewers. I am Angela McMillan. I'm a digital marketing coach for embodiment professionals. And I'm also the host of the Let's Get Real Festival, where we are going to give you practical tools to help you in your life using neuroplasticity. So a lot of my clients are Feldenkrais practitioners like myself, and I help them grow and build their businesses online. And so we host the festival so that we can showcase all of our unique skills in the under the one umbrella, and we're unpacking what neuroplasticity is. So this is part two of me sharing my story. Now, before I get to that, I'd like to acknowledge that the land that I stand on is the Kaurna land here in the Adelaide Plains area. And I acknowledge the spiritual relationship that the Kaurna people have with the land. And you want to stay to the end, because I am going to give you the rest of the story that I shared on yesterday's part one video. So if you didn't watch that, just briefly, I talked about how I was a dancer. I started breakdancing, or breaking, as it's called. And I left you on the cliffhanger. I was standing on the edge of a break circle watching these guys perform. And I said, did I get in the circle or not? So stay and I'll share more of that story. So what happened is I discovered Feldenkrais when I was fresh out of my university dance training degree. So I met my Feldenkrais teacher. I share more on yesterday's video, and I then started the professional training program. I then was going to become a single mother. My partner, this is part of my story, I'd met him in 2025, had what I thought was a lovely relationship. I fell pregnant. He said to me, I don't think it's my child. And he left and went straight away with someone else and did the exact same thing to that second person. So that's just part of my story. And next, I partnered again and had a lovely relationship, fell pregnant, and then his visa came up and he's from another country. And he said, look, let me go back and I will come back to Australia, and which he never did come back. I put a partner visa in for him to return, and at the last minute he refused. And again, that's just part of my story. And at the time when I was heavily pregnant, I had a lot going on. I had just knowing that my partner wasn't going to return to be with me when I gave birth. I had some career stuff going on. So much was happening. And as Sue said here, my resilience was tested. And so my midwife put me into some stress relieving classes, because it's so important when you're pregnant to calm yourself down, right? So that the growing baby has, you know, whatever the mother's feeling, the growing baby's feeling. There was so much happening. So I took myself off to these stress relieving classes, and I was sitting in the room and with all these other pregnant women around me, and I was thinking, well, I wonder what, you know, what's going on for them. And we did this exercise where we were to breathe, breathing so, so calming, or so we think. And I was sitting there breathing, and she was saying, now breathe and listen to the sounds in the room. And there was this clock ticking and watches ticking and, you know, someone's, you know, scratching, like all of these sounds. And I'm like, okay, I started like getting a bit anxious, like this is not quiet, I can't breathe. And then listen to the sounds outside of the room, and it was heavily raining. And I started getting more and more anxious because I'd parked quite a distance away. I didn't have an umbrella. I'm heavily pregnant. What if I slip? And all this stuff started going on in my mind. And I'm like, this is not helping me relieve my stress. And it was that moment that I thought to myself, actually, the Feldenkrais method has these breathing lessons. And if you know my story from yesterday, I came to Feldenkrais through dance and in dance enhancement. And I was always interested in the bigger, more moving lessons. So we've got a judo roll series. We've got Moshe's got a lot of lessons that he, you know, uses a lot of some of the yoga positions. And so I was very interested in those lessons, and I kind of skipped past the more slower, calming breathing lessons. And I said, you know, let me go back to my Feldenkrais transcripts and notes and try these breathing lessons. And what do you know? After just a few weeks of doing more of the calming lessons, the breathing lessons, I was able to calm myself. Now, I didn't completely calm down because there was so much going on, but I developed a skill so that when I felt my anxiety rise, I was able to bring it down again, bring it down a notch. And it's just so important for all of us with life stresses. Stuff happens. Yeah, as Donna Rose says, finding calm within the storm. Yeah, so Donna Rose and Sue that are watching, hi. They're both speakers at the Let's Get Real Festival. So this is where I really discovered the real power behind the method. You know, I'd started to enhance my performance, and now to find calm within the storm, to calm myself. And so these are two areas of the Feldenkrais method that have helped me. A lot of people come to Feldenkrais because of pain or injury or tension in their body, and they've been searching for something. And they've tried multiple other things before they find the Feldenkrais method. And you'll find many, many testimonials and stories of that. That wasn't my story. Mine is these two that I've shared with you yesterday and today on Let's Get Real TV. Actually, I haven't popped the banner up yet. I just realized Let's Get Real TV. So On this TV series, I'm sharing I've just shared my two stories so that you can have some idea of how this method could possibly help you. And if you want to try it out for yourself before the festival begins on March the 10th, so the Let's Get Real Festival is March 10 to 15, we are hosting daily 20-minute awareness removal lessons so that you can discover for yourself how beneficial this movement method could be for your life. And today's lesson, we did it this morning, is one of my own and many practitioners' favorites or students of Feldenkrais. We call them students. If you're doing Feldenkrais classes, you're a student of the Feldenkrais method. It's a lovely lesson for your spine to rotate, because often when we rotate through our spine, we're often using some areas more than others, and some kind of move as one block or move together. And it's either side of those points where you're turning more that you could get some tension or pain. And so with this rotation lesson, your body and your nervous system learns to use all 24 vertebrae to help you rotate smoother, easier. And I mentioned this morning, it's so fascinating how I've done this lesson and many people have done this lesson multiple times. You know, I've been doing Feldenkrais for 25 years now, 25 years of this practice. And I've probably done this lesson multiple times every year. And it still amazes me how much I get from this one lesson. Yes, smoother and easier movements, as Donna Rose shared. So if you want to come into the Movement Online Academy and try the free lessons out, go to movementonlineacademy.com and choose the free plan. If you want to attend the festival with us and really dive into what neuroplasticity is and also how it can benefit your life with practical tools, that's what we're sharing in the festival. Each one of us has something you can go home with, take home with. And we've got some amazing experts on panel discussions where we're diving in deeper. Then go grab a ticket here and join us here. I'll just type that. And if you know one of the presenters, if you go to that page and you know one of the presenters, go ask them for their affiliate link, because at the moment we're running a competition. And because we have 100 tickets at $9, and I've said to the team, the person that gets the most compared to their audience, I'm giving them a $1,500 prize. So go support your one of the team, or you support me and just buy a ticket, but one of the team, so that they can win that prize. And Ralph is another presenter. Great festival coming up. Yes, I'm so excited. I just want to share the reason we're doing the daily lessons inside Movement Online Academy is because I said to the team, I've actually been going through a life challenge since the last few months. And I said, you know, to be able to present and be with you guys and create this festival, I need to get on the floor because I know how beneficial it is. And I know myself, I would put a lesson on and then 5-10 minutes into the lesson, if there's a lot going on for me, I'll be like, oh, let me just go and do this and go and do that. And then I haven't done a lesson. So I'm like, if I commit to doing the lessons in the community, then I will do the lessons. And what we're doing as a team is previewing the lessons. So we get to do 2 lessons a day. They're only 20 minutes each, which is great. But it means that I'm able to stay calm and focused in within myself. And I hope that you can find that too by doing this practice. Now, before I forget, so there I'm going to share the rest of, yes, Sue's onto it. Don't forget to tell us about the break dancing story. So there I was, I'd gone out for the night by myself, and the boys and the girls started the breaking circle. And at the time I was training to be a dancer at university, and I had some really cool moves, and I'm seeing these guys and girls do these amazing moves, and I'm like, should I jump in? Should I? And that's where I left you. Did I jump in? I did jump in. And it was like a scene from a movie. I'm doing all my contemporary dance and doing all these, you know, turns and flips and stuff. And the B-boys came up to me and said, oh, you should learn breaking with us. You should learn it with us. And so I started, that's how I started learning how the style of dance. And yeah, there wasn't any classes at the time, so we'd just catch up, and some people had some room at their house, and I got to learn. Another funny thing that night, and there is video footage to prove this, is one of them did that whole thing where they were like pulling the rope, and they were pulling me in by the rope because they wanted me to get back in the circle. So that's how I ended up breaking, and then I taught that all over Australia traveling as an independent dance teacher to some very remote Aboriginal communities as well. And so, yeah, it was, you know, it's one of those moments where you just go for it. And I encourage you all to do that. If there's something that you want to do and you're just that little bit shy or scared, do it anyway, because you never know what could open up. And that was one of those moments that actually opened up so many opportunities for me. And how I discovered Felt, you'll hear that on yesterday's, how I realized how amazing Feldenkrais is for going slow to move fast, with how I mastered one of the breaking moves, the windmill. I watched yesterday's video and I share that. So thanks for watching. Go and grab yourself a ticket to our festival. I'm so excited to present this. And tomorrow I will be talking with Ralph Hutton. Looking forward to that. And I'll see you guys then. Bye for now.